Do you know we are given a new name in the kingdom of God? Several names. You know one of your names? The Israel of God. You know what Israel means? God changed the name of Jacob to Israel. Israel means struggled with God. Now, you know, when I first read that Israel of God, I feel good about that. But then I see the meaning of the name. Every servant of God faces struggles that challenge his ability to maintain faith in the values of God. And we are facing such a time now. It means that we are joining the patriarchs that God used for several thousand years. It's not the DNA of Israel that is important. It's the Israel of God's DNA. You know what that DNA is? When you were baptized and you came up out of that water and this person put his hands on your head, it is symbolic of the transfer of the Spirit of God that joins with your spirit. You now have the DNA of God. But it also means you're going to struggle a little bit. Jacob was returning to meet his brother. It was the brother he had betrayed many years before. And the brother was powerful. And he was accompanied by a militia that could have destroyed Jacob. Jacob needed to be alone with God for a while. He needed to be lifted up, to be supported, to be strengthened. Instead, he encountered a struggle that was greater than the one he would encounter the next day, a wrestling match with God. The moral of this story is, you cannot wrestle with man. You can't wrestle with the world. You can't wrestle with the things that you face until you have wrestled with God. Now you look back over some of these struggles you have and you understand where they came from. Rational people must hold out in the struggle. Jacob was the supplanter. Jacob had to change. Jacob had to become the father of the family of God, those 12 children. This is a prophecy for Israel. In the 32nd chapter of Genesis, Jacob gets up, he takes his wives, he takes his family, he takes all of the cattle, he sends them out across the stream alone. And Jacob, in verse 24, was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. You know, you ever been in a wrestling match? Wrestling matches take your strength. They take energy. They sap it out of you. I mean, a few minutes and it's gone. All night long. When the man saw, now this is a fascinating statement, that he could not overpower him, Jacob, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that the hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. What? You can't overpower this guy, but you can put his hip out of socket? Then the man said, "Let me go, for it's daybreak. I'll put your other hip out of socket." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And the man said, "What's your name?" "Jacob," he answered. And the man said, "Your name is no longer to be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans, and you have overcome." This is where Jacob was able to enter the promised land, shall we say. Before we enter our time, our place, we got to struggle. So he asked him his name, and he said, "Why do you ask me my name, since you know it's great?" He called the place Peniel, saying, "It's because I saw God face to face, yet my life was spared." Peniel means face of God. I don't think I'm telling you something that takes the wisdom of Solomon to say that America is facing a wrestling match with God. I think we could look back over the last year and say the wrestling match has already started, We're already down for the count. If America wants to survive as a nation, America needs to go back to our core values. If the Church of God wants to survive as a church, we need to recapture our core values. And the most important value is the worship of God. Our worship goes back to Abraham, Isaac, Moses, King David, Elijah, Elisha, and Jesus Christ and the apostles. When we worship here, we are connected to the same God as Moses, patriarchs, the apostles, and the Messiah. These values aren't 240 years old. They're 3,500 years old. Maybe 6,000 years old. Maybe they have no beginning. And maybe they have no end. They are eternal values. There's a book called The Israel Test, and in it is the quote from a conversation with Robert Allman. He's Jewish. He was in his office, and a general of the Israeli army came in. He came to me and identified himself by his first name. He discussed the situation with Syria. He said, if we are going to reach any accommodation with the Assyrians, we're going to have to give up the Golan Heights. We're going to have to expel all of the Jews who have been living in the Golan Heights for 40 years. They're going to have to leave the synagogues. They're going to have to leave Galilee, which was one of the last bastions of the Jewish people in Israel at the time of the revolt against the Romans. We're going to have to leave all of that, all of the homes, all of the farms, all of the culture. We're going to have to expel all of the Jews. Why? I ask. Why can't you compromise with them? Why? He said to me, because to the Syrians, the land is holy. I answered, that's the trouble with us. Not only is the land holy to the Syrians, but they have managed to convince you that it is not holy to us. Nothing is holy to us. Not the Golan Heights, not Jerusalem, not Tel Aviv. Nothing is holy to us. We do not have red lines. Nothing at all. And because nothing is holy to us, we are going to be left with nothing if we continue this way. He just described the United States. Freedom is not holy to Americans. It was holy to the soldiers. It was holy to the people in the Revolutionary War who walked away from family. It was holy in the Civil War. Freedom. Marriage is not holy to Americans. You can be married to a person of the opposite sex or the one of the same sex, or three of them. Now, I got a thing from an insurance company a few weeks ago. What are you going to do when a throuple comes to your church? Marriage isn't holy now. You might even marry something other than a human. Justice is not holy to Americans. The human body is not holy to Americans. Our borders are not holy. Life itself is not holy to Americans. God is not holy to Americans. And because nothing is holy to Americans, America will be left with nothing. He may also have described Christianity. Christians have allowed things, all these things, to occur without a fight. We've wanted to be nice. And he may have described part of the Church of God. It is holy to worship. The Sabbath is holy. There are churches around the world now where a governor can say, abortion is more sacred than worship of God. And Christians, some Christians, are letting him get away with it. If worship of God is not holy to us, we will be left with nothing. There was a time when a man by the name of Achan, he sinned. Israel was in a battle. They had just taken Jericho, and this man had taken some accursed things. God said, I want nothing from there. It's all cursed. even if it's valuable. But it was valuable, and he looked at it, and he desired it, and he took it. And God withdrew his protection from Israel. And so they go up to this little town of Ai. And so the elders say, there's not much that's required of this town. It's a small town. Just send 3,000 soldiers. So about 3,000 went up, and they were routed by the men of Ai, who killed about 36 of them. Joshua is leading this group, and he is overwhelmed. God has left us. Why did you leave us, God? Joshua tore his clothes. He fell face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord. He remained there not just from 8 o'clock to noon, but until evening. And the elders of Israel did the same, and they sprinkled dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, sovereign God, why did you ever bring this people across the Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side of the Jordan. Pardon your servant, Lord. What can I say now that Israel has been routed by its enemies? The Canaanites and the other people of the country will hear about this, and they're going to surround us, and they will wipe our name from the earth. What then will you do to your own great name?" And you see what God said to Joshua. "Stand up! What are you doing down on your face? Israel has sinned. They violated my covenant, which I commanded for them to keep. You've repented. I am with you. Stand up." It is time for Christians to stand for what is holy. The Feast of Tabernacles is holy. It isn't time to retreat from worship. It isn't time to retreat from prayer. It isn't time to retreat from God. Worship of God is holy. That is why we are here. When God went to Moses and he said, "You're going to take the children of Israel 3 days' journey into the desert," there was danger. Some people probably were hurt. Maybe some were killed. But we know that what happened to Egypt, 10 plagues, people died. Why? Why did the biggest nation, the greatest nation on the face of the earth was destroyed, never to recover to that original strength? Why? To worship God. I suspect that the coming year and maybe years, are we done with this? Is there another COVID? Is there another problem? I suspect it's going to include some wrestling matches with God. God did not want Jacob to lose the wrestling match. God wanted Jacob to win. He could have destroyed him. He wanted him to succeed. God wanted, to coin a phrase, Jacob was born to win. So are you.